Tools for experiencing the incredible lightness of being. This is where I get to speak with you more in my own voice, human to incarnate human. Our journeys, they are similar. As human beings, there are several attributes that we all share. We have forgotten who we truly are. We have accumulated a personal and a collective past. We have fallen from our highest consciousness. Out of fear, we have put stiff brakes on our exploration of the unknown. Nothing is unknown. Let's begin with this. It is only ego in its limited vantage that can perceive our full radiant light. Ah, that cannot perceive our full radiant light. If it could, we would not be suffering. Soul, our self, the fullness of who we truly are, it knows. It always has. It always does. And so our path, what we call our awakening, simply put, is to remember our soul. We are in the process of a chrysalis. We are shedding our former skin. Each of us is on our own unique stage in this, and all together we are one. My evolution, may it make yours easier for you. And your evolution, it makes mine easier for me. Thank you. There are recognizable names and faces who have paved the way before us. In the Western culture I have grown up in, within this lifetime, these are some of the great way-showers whom I recognize. In fact, I bow to them. I am so grateful that they have walked so clear and straight that their light now shines our way. Gandhi, Buckminster Fuller, Carl Jung, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Mother Teresa, Sigmund Freud, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Thomas Aquinas, Buddha, Muhammad, and of course, Jesus, Nikola Tesla, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, the Wright brothers, Martin Luther King Jr., and many, many more. Their devotion to remember that we are light makes my journey possible. Einstein is full of famous quotes, one I've already shared with you. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. Basically, this is the tenet of this entire book. Remember the spiral I asked you to create a few moments ago? Please enact it with your hands again. Please do this now. This is a kinesthetic model of our release from the cage. This demonstrates the end of suffering. It is a simple model of physics. When we expand space, we create a vacuum. This vacuum, it can suck new energy in. Please take a moment to clarify your invocation, that which you wish for yourself and for humanity. Is it the end of suffering, or a surrender into bliss? Is it to experience more precious harmony, or to release all that you fear? Name your invocation as clearly as you can. This is your declaration, your free will statement. This is you letting God know that you want to be free again, that you want to be free again. Without this declaration, the law of non-interference, it does result in this, that you remain stuck. There are simple laws throughout the universe. This one is key. Ask for help when you need or want it. God listens, God hears.